I can literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I can start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
I'm super amped now. I was actually really tired, and I just got the fucking energy, dude. Yeah, as soon as the mics got on, I think it has to do something with my own like biology, because I have like a lot of electricity in me. But as soon as the mic goes near me, just
you
like
have electricity in you.
I have a lot.
Dude, I do.
Average person.
I get shocked nonstop.
Yeah, dude.
Shocked nonstop. Wow.
Maybe
that's why we're linked.
Well, definitely, it's definitely an electrical thing. I knew that way back when. My mom has a thing. My mom, like, when she does her little like running trail, she goes under like the big tower things.
So that's
and,
how. Yeah,
she
that's
says
how you get, like,
her heart.
Kids.
Her heart will fucking.
Her it'll flutter.
Flutter a little bit.
Did she
very
do that?
Sensitive to electric.
Did she do that when she was pregnant? Did she hang out with like telephone pole like under wires and
probably,
shit?
Probably, yeah.
Wires.
I would assume.
Yeah.
She spent a lot. She probably spent a lot of time around.
That's why you
the,
came out as a fucking X-Men.
I was also umbilical cord around the neck too.
Were you?
Yeah. A little fucking.
Yeah, that makes sense. Cut off some killing. Fucking little, things little, that should be up there.
I mean, it's just
didn't make it up to your brain.
You don't want to get into the world of birth trauma too.
Oh yeah, true.
So it's like that's like a traumatic. It's like a traumatic
it's a rough,
experience.
Rough start.
I mean, you're totally
Welcome
confused.
To
you're totally confused, and you come like choking out of a vagina. Everyone's screaming and crying. You're just like. It's pretty horror.
I'm gonna make a podcast.
I can't wait to feel the energy from the mic.
Yes, dude.
Yeah, dude. There's a whole thing where people it's called like birth trauma therapy, where they try to get people into like a. Some people use LSD, but they try to get you to remember and relive your birth, and you rebirth yourself, and like you access the memories.
So that's retarded.
Dude,
no one can remember that.
You never know.
Literally, your brain is not capable of remembering that.
You would never know.
I do know.
Really?
Yes.
So there's no way you can remember.
I know the
when
neuroscience
people,
behind that.
When do people start to remember?
Whenever I started, which was when I was about like 3. So that's when you
What's
start.
What's your first memory?
I remember building, when my parents were building their house, and the piles of dirt that I would play on.
So you like dirt piles,
I
too.
I love dirt piles, dude. I have photos of me with like a Fisher-Price construction helmet controlling the dirt piles in the backyard. And I was devastated when the house finally got finished.
Yeah, it sucks.
And the dirt piles were gone.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
Dirt piles never
I
left.
I know you still have dirt piles. You still love
dirt
the piles.
Dirt piles never left the compound, dude. They stay. Yeah, there's always dirt piles.
And I would hang out at my sister's like softball games behind the dugout, the dirt piles.
There's always a good dirt pile.
Good dirt piles.
There was a place in Havertown called the Skadium.
When my fat dyke sisters played fucking softball. No, I wouldn't say that, dude. Industry, if you're listening, dude, I wouldn't say shit like that. I'm Hollywood now, dude. I'm strictly business. Join the Patreon, or you're not a part of this. You're not part of this family.
I watched,
and that's all we talk about.
I watched the Glenn show.
So if you said dyke like that, right?
Please,
dude, you gotta start taking their hits.
I'll be the fucking body man, dude. I'll be the bag man.
Yes, dude. You gotta start taking some hits for me,
for
bro.
Sure. Put whatever on me.
You said dyke.
I might as well, dude. I'm public enemy number one in my class, dude.
Oh yeah, tell me about
dude,
it,
dude. So I'm in there last night. I mean, I was about to talk about the ice pile, the Skadium, and
hit the ice pile first. Hit the ice pile.
It's literally just an ice pile at the Skadium, but sometimes it'd be like dyed pink. So like it was like this weird pile of shaved ice we'd all play on as kids with whatever weird chemicals. Let's go play on the ice pile. Yeah, you catch the ice pile at Skadium. That was awesome. But the dude, last night I'm in class. Thought I was coming off a good week, man. I mean, it's like these classes. Kind of melt the kryptonite to these classes is like, all right, so as soon as you go into a solutions based thing, you're like, so what's like, what kind of solutions you guys cooking up here? I've been here for a year now.
Yeah,
haven't heard anything in the way of maybe coming up with, you know, just tack one at a time.
Yeah,
people are like, that's a really good point, I never thought about it like that. I'm like, okay. So then like, so every, you know, the class ended the last time on a good note, and then this week was religion. So it's Jewish.
Someone's making some
Jewish,
fucking...
Jewish and Muslim week, basically.
Yeah.
Christian privilege, dude. Don't you forget, that's a privilege now. If you're a Christian, you're a privilege. That's a privilege status. So it's like, so they're like talking about, they show a TED talk. Apparently, if you go to school, all they have to do is show you YouTube clips and they can take fucking 40 grand from you. So they just show you TED talks. This lady comes out. She was like, I am Muslim. They're trying to like not let Sharia law into effect. And like, it's actually like a really cool set of laws and like, it's not bad at all. So like, don't be fucking don't be Islamophobic. You should definitely, be down with Sharia law. It's not that bad. Don't be scared of it. So she's like, and dude, it really was like the worst, most
generic.
Was
she wearing a fucking costume?
Bro. So then she's dressed down. She's dressed down. So this was the big thing. So there's a big, you're jumping ahead to her big reveal. Yeah. Don't take her moment away.
Okay.
So dude, she's like, Before I get out of here, there's one more thing I want to say, but hold on 1 second. She just disappears off to the side of the stage. I'm like, all right, she's definitely putting on like the fucking gear. Comes back. It takes actually kind of like an awkwardly long time. Comes back out in the gear, and she's like, are you guys afraid of me? And everyone's like, no, you weirdo.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't even the full, like, Shredder costume. It was just kind of like, there's like the whole face. Like, she did, like, she came out with Mother Teresa. So it's like, dude, no one's getting bugged on the Mother Teresa.
Come on.
The Shredder costume is intimidating.
The full costume?
Yeah.
They look like the Pac-Man ghosts that chase Pac-Man around? Yeah.
So like,
that's what happened, dude. That was 9/11. You think 9/11 was a bunch of Pac-Man ghosts chasing him? You think and then after 9/11, he ate the fucking thing that makes him go crush the ghosts. Yeah, that was it.
You think the towers got hit and it was like, wee, 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 wee.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, so I'm in there. The whole way over is like wah, 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 wah. They're just collecting pellets all through the sky,
chasing, dude. They hit the fucking USS Cole. Was that it? They hit the Cole.
Oh yeah,
they hit a bunch of them, and then finally they hit the mother load.
Yeah,
hit the jackpot, and then the Pac-Man ate one of those dots that makes him chase the ghost. The ghost was like, oh fuck. we chased him. Should have done it.
So this lady does that, and then they pause it there. The teacher's like, that was pretty crazy how like she came off and like put the dirt like the hijab or whatever on.
The durka.
Like, the durka. She's like, that was pretty powerful. Do you guys have any thoughts on that? I'm just in my head like, well, I obviously
nothing was impressive about what I just saw.
It was like I knew she was going to go do that first of all. And it was just that was like the most uninformative talk I've ever seen in my life. I'm kind of mad that we're sitting here and like you guys are just showing me fucking YouTube clips. I could do this by myself. I do this by myself and I do a better job at it. So I'm like, this is ridiculous. So I'm just sitting in class. I'm like, all right, I'm going to chill on this shit. And then it comes up to, she's like, now we're going to talk about Jewish oppression. So I'm like, I'm sitting here. I'm like, okay.
Uh-oh.
Dude, the video, the anti-Semitism, they said. I'm like, all right, I wonder what video they pick. It was just like.
Definitely not Muslims.
White nationalists. And they're like, the roots of anti-Semitism come from Europe. And in my head, I'm like, what? You guys are going to talk about, like, there's like pre-Christian anti-Semitism. You're going to start. And all I brought up, I was like, so we watched the whole thing. It's just people on there who are like, the word globalist is a slur for Jews. And I'm like watching this and I'm like, what the fuck? So like, they're like, how does everyone feel? And there was one, someone was in there who was Jewish and they were like, you could tell it was Jewish Day, dude. I think they were excited.
What, the Jew was hyped?
I mean, dude, it's like everyone.
I've been telling everyone things aren't going well for us.
Dude, so I was like,
finally.
Well, it was like, the shining moment, and I should have maybe, again, this is the critique I received. Maybe it was the wrong time to like talk about being shown what I believe was propaganda. But I was just like, dude, my problem, I'm like, it's not with the content of the video, although it's strange they started the history in like Europe 100 years ago, but whatever. Aside from that, that's a weird place to start the ball, but. It was like, why are we being shown these like very specific and politically driven clips on these topics? Like, why does it have to be like that? It's really bizarre to me to have to view this whole thing through a very narrow political lens. And people were like, oh, what narrow political lens? Like, what are you talking about? And I was like, neo-Marxism. Like, it was on the syllabus that we were going through these topics through a neo-Marxist lens. It says it on there. I'm like, that's a really weirdly constricted political view. And there's no reason to, like, strictly go through that view for these things.
Damn, dude, you are a fucking new age JP.
Bro, it's insane. It's
bloody insane.
It's like, dude,
the neo-Marxists are taking over the classroom.
Dude, they are.
So they are taking over the classroom.
I didn't get to talk to you last week.
All of academia.
Dude, last week we watched a video.
The globalists.
Did I tell you about the video?
What video? Bro, I haven't talked to you like this.
True, we haven't chatted,
dude.
The video.
You've been getting some fucking hotel calls from the fucking. The bull, dude, out there covered in his own piss. What was the video?
Dude, it's called If These Halls Could Talk. Director Lee Manoir. This guy, he's TED talking. He does his whole thing.
Lee Manoir.
So he brings in, it's like three black dudes, black chick, two Latino dudes, two Asians, like four white people.
What's he, kick him out of his bodega?
No, he did.
Does he follow him around his shop? What does Lee Manoir do?
Lee Manoir chills in traditional Chinese garb, and he's like, first of all, I can't wear this around white people, and blah, blah, blah. Dude, it was like, this shit was super aggressive to the point where—
He literally said he couldn't wear that costume around white people.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And black people, the blacks and Puerto Ricans on stage were like, Yeah, you can definitely wear that around us.
Oh, dude, it's exactly.
You won't get definitely made fun of by every person on their porch in our neighborhood.
I know. Well, that's, you have to suspend that completely. Like that whole, in this world that they're trying to get together, any misdeeds done by anyone who's not white doesn't exist and is wrong to bring up. And not even in a way of like trying to slam a whole people. There's a whole problem with people trying to slam a whole people being like, black people murder each other without going through the whole context of like. But it's like they're doing that in terms of like, say, Trump supporters, whatever. So like I'm watching this video and it's just like people in there like, I don't know. Like it's white people being like, I didn't think you guys were human. And now I do, and I'm so sorry for that. And I'm like, what the fuck?
You didn't think Asians were human?
They were talking about, no, he was talking about, it was black people. He was like, I just wasn't viewing, it was a gay southern guy. He's like, I wasn't viewing you guys as human, but I'm gay and I understand now. Dude, I'm watching this. One guy's like, dude, it was crazy. And this other guy, this other white guy's like, I don't know what you want me to do. And they're like, well, he did fly out here on like a day's notice, and people like who weren't white were just like, I don't give a fuck about that. You think, oh, now it's all about him. This isn't his space. Dude, it was so crazy. It got to the point where eventually people were like, I don't know what to do. I'm just numb. And like, your numbness is a privilege. Like, I don't know what to say. And it's like, your silence is a privilege. And they're like, why aren't you crying? Like, dude cries on demand as soon as they say that. A guy's like, we're watching this, and we had to watch this via Skype because like our school had shut down because fucking power went out. So we're watching this via Skype.
Globalists shut it down.
Oh, no, the globalists are cranking up the juice, dude.
Who do you think shut it down? I bet it was a Patriot, dude.
Probably was.
Patriot cut probably the power
Q.
off.
Q probably shut the power
Q
off.
Q probably saw what was going on.
Q was probably like, dude, I don't, none of this. Nah. Dude. So it was like, it ended, and then it just ended with like people, it was just ended with like people being told they couldn't rationally think about these concepts. It was like they weren't allowed to talk about them. They weren't allowed to not talk about them. They weren't allowed to use rational logic on trying to explain their positions because that was just them using their privilege and trying to like dismiss other people's experience. So that's like the thing we watch. And then afterwards, the teacher's like – it just ends with everyone crying or trying to cry and being like, just like bit better. And they would babble stuff because they weren't trying to use like the logical part of their brains because that was like, you know, offensive, I guess. So it's just people being like, better – better, like white people rocking back and forth. Like, there was like black people crying too. They got hit with the Holy Spirit. So then it was like, it just ended with like everybody crying and people pissed off. And the one, there was this black dude in there who was rocking a shirt called, it was a Money Monster shirt. And he was wearing a fucking untied durag and a Money Monster shirt. And he was like, man, if you wore gear like this, people wouldn't take you seriously. And it's like, if that guy came in here, if the white guy came in here in a durag and a Money Monster t-shirt, you would freak the fuck out at him. It's the most insane shit.
No so one that, should take him seriously. He's wearing an untied durag and a Money Monster shirt. What level of respect do you think he deserves?
Dude, the whole time, his
it's
whole...
like, I fear him. Dude, I fear that he's dumb enough to attack me.
His whole thing...
if he's wearing a Money Monster t-shirt, he's dumb. So he does garner respect in that department. Like, I'm going to give him his space. Yeah. Let the dude with the durag and Money Monster shirt control his world.
He was such a nerd. This guy, there were all the dudes, everyone on there were just... it was a pure glimpse.
Of course.
Glimpse.
If a dude was actually wearing that outfit, like, for real, if that's what he would have... he said, this is some fucking weird shit.
Yeah,
I don't fucks with what y'all doing in here.
Dude, this guy, this whole time, it was just like, your people did this to my people. And that
made me wear this Money Monster shirt.
That was the whole logic. It was
now
like,
I only wear shirts with Looney Tunes on them because of fucking slavery, you goddamn white piece of shit.
That's what the whole thing was. And then it was like this guy being like, white people aren't even human to me. I don't understand. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like watching this like, this is insanity, dude. And there's Lee Manuel like, yes.
Damn.
Let the anger out. Show me those white tears. Dude, I'm sitting here like, I'm like, and my face is displayed on this computer screen because we're all like linked into this thing. And a couple times I would just like laugh, put my head down. I'm like, this is fucking nuts, dude. So then, you know, it comes down to it.
You're gonna get bucked out of that.
I mean, they're like, what do you guys think about it? I'm like, that was the dumbest thing I've ever watched in my life. And people were like, and I'm like, dude, seeing someone cry on demand was the most insane shit I've ever, like, why aren't you crying? And a guy was like, ah! I'm like, did you guys notice that? And a couple people actually laughed. But the rest of it were people like, why are you trying to dismiss this? Why are you? They started doing the same thing to me. And then the whole class now, after this, no one's ever brought this up before. After they see this shitty movie, now everyone's going like, yeah, this numbness and like quiet issue is something I've been thinking about for a long time. And the people who don't speak up in this class, they're just exercising their white privilege to not speak on these things. So carrying the next. So then, then we have a peaceful class. What?
maybe we forge a document.
Yeah.
And I try to become a speaker in your class.
What do you mean?
I'll go give your class a TED talk on white fucking privilege and guilt. I'll be like, I'm a professor at UPenn. I'm going to come down here. I'll give you guys a little talk. Just get nuts in there.
Dude, they'll look at your face and picture and deny. They're so racist there. They'll be like, what is he? Nope. Wrong. Sorry.
You're the same high Drexel talk.
Oh, that'd be so fucking
just lie
funny.
Your way onto a TED talk.
Oh, dude, fuck, if you could sneak into my school and do that, it would, like, people would fucking cry. They would cry if a moderately political black person came in there. They would fucking cry.
Who are these people?
I mean, it's
who are these students?
So it's just a couple people who are like real into it. The rest of the people are quiet. They're obviously exercising their privilege to be silent because they're white. Because if you're white, you can be silent on these things, and it's your privilege. But for me, since I like actually, I just talk and share my, like, yesterday, I just was like, dude, I don't know why we have to learn through political propaganda. Why we can't do these one to one on an individual basis? A girl got up and left the room. The one lady was like, someone attacked my family. It's white people doing this to Jewish people. I'm like, yeah, sorry. I just know a lot. I happen to know a lot of people who aren't white who also aren't big fans of Jews. And it's like, it's like this shit's like a worldwide thing across the board. It's like you guys keep trying to paint racism and evil as a strictly white phenomenon. It's like, dude, sorry. That's just not the fucking case.
Yeah.
I don't understand why this has to be explored through that lens. Especially,
yeah, we can still explore racism.
Yes, that's all I'm saying.
It just doesn't need to be like, hey, everyone, here's the scapegoat.
I mean, you can
anytime
even...
Anytime you get the group thing together and be like, hey, we know the problem of this issue that is universal.
Yes.
It's a very...
Yeah,
problematic,
dude, it's the
dangerous
literal,
thing.
It's the problem. You guys squeeze the bar of soap out of your hands and you're like, oh, here it is. And it's like, it's the same fucking thing. And I'm like, how do you guys, dude, regardless. So I'm in there. And so it's like, so if I offer my, I was like, dude, I just thought like is a class title, multiculturalism, that there would be just like an iota of open-mindedness for me to actually share how I feel about things. The lady goes, well, that's really just your privilege, assuming that there'd be a space for you in this class. So I'm like, all right, so if you don't talk, that's privilege. If you talk, that's privilege. What does that leave? Mindless.
Who told you it was privilege to assume you'd have a space?
A white lady. Just some
how
other.
Old is this fucking
they're all like 23, dude. They're all 23,
oh,
24.
My goodness.
And they all, it's like everyone,
so
but now.
Hot as fuck.
The silent, yeah, the silent
how
people.
How hot are they?
Not real, dude. Not my cup of tea, to tell you the truth. They're just.
Probably mine?
Yeah, for sure. But they're like.
How many have fat tits? Does the J? Do the J's and the J's have fat tits typically?
No. You know, I would be surprised. I won't be surprised if I don't make it through the next year.
It's funny. I was trying to think of a good racist joke that isn't totally unsayable.
Like what? Well, do you,
I don't know. I'm thinking of jokes, and none of them are. None of them are even sayable on this.
Obviously. But dude, the. So that.
Oh man, that's what you should have done. You should have raised your hand in the middle of the anti-Semitism thing and be like, hey guys, I just want to alleviate the stress here right now with a good joke. What's the difference between Jews and Santa Claus? Santa Claus goes down the chimney.
Oh dude, it would be lights out.
It'd be chaos.
Well, even like.
That's not a joke I would say.
For sure not. But my problem
that's
is like.
I would say.
Well, my problem is like, dude, this is a
that's
clear.
A bad joke I heard once.
What?
I don't stand by that stuff.
Saying racist
jokes?
That's
junk. That's junk, dude.
That's fucking junk.
That's a bunch of junk that I don't fuck
with. Nate would do that.
Nate would, dude. I hate that white piece of shit, dude. I don't fuck with that junk.
But, dude, it's literal indoctrination. It's like, all right, so if people are not allowed to be quiet, so you're not allowed to just withhold your opinion, you're not allowed to offer your opinion outside of the accepted views of the group, it only leaves mindless conformity as an option in class.
That's what it is.
No, quite literally. And yeah. It's like, if you point it out, you get ostracized, or you have people come up to you in a very, I call the place the Kremlin. I'm like, yo, fucking back in the Kremlin. People laugh at it, but people know they're like, this is fucking weird and fucked up.
Dude.
And it's not racist to be like, to reject a narrative that paints white people as a ubiquitous negative force in the world. That's a bad thing to teach people. Like, I don't understand how I have to
I'm so proud of your vocabulary.
Thanks, bro.
From fucking episode one of this till now,
I'm
your
in grad
vocabulary
school, bro.
Is fucking insane.
I'm in grad school, bro.
Ubiquitous?
Yeah, dude.
Come on, man.
Come on, baby.
These were back when
monolithic,
when you
baby. Woo!
Wow.
Woo!
Wow.
Yeah, yes. I was retarded when I started.
You were fucking retarded, and you only read these words. So you
I couldn't
just be
say them, I know.
Out.
Now I hear them. Fraught. That's a word.
How well, fraught are you?
It's fraught. Well, the situation's fraught. That's a word
it's
everyone
fraught
uses.
Fraught with tension.
Well, it's kind of when people want to say something that like
right.
might
Isn't
yeah
that how you say it? Fraught,
fraught
with
or
tension.
Like just fraught with problems or like
yeah.
Well, situation's kind of fraught. But dude, this is like scaling out. Like there's a guy.
My dick is fraught with fucking pubes right now, dude. I haven't touched it in a while. I gotta fucking
really?
Trim this.
I ordered a trimmer.
How fraught are you? How fraught are your pubes? How fraught is your pubes?
I'm looking at, I'm like on a nice eighth. Dude, that was something I thought about the other day of like how you were just a boy, you got pubes and just went down like a, you went into a wormhole of like, it just didn't stop.
Yeah, it still hasn't stopped.
I know, which is fucking nuts.
I finally blacked out once and shaved my pubes.
Did you?
For full, the first time when I was a young boy.
Full baby?
Yeah. Woke up the next day like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Because I didn't touch my pubes forever.
Really?
When I was younger?
Yeah, I guess I didn't. High school I didn't until like college. Like early,
yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Like high school, I went through full bush.
Maybe I had it. Maybe I should. In college,
know for a fact, I didn't touch them until my freshman year of college, and I just went full fucking bald.
I did the same thing.
In the group shower in my dorm. Shaved an entire
football team.
An entire bush of pubes. And then woke up the next morning with put my hand down my pants to touch my dick, and it was.
Well, you can irritate
it too.
It's
nice. And of course, it got very irritated.
Yeah, you got. You can.
I think I used this fucking straight razor.
Oh, dude.
I was fucking hammered, bro.
Did you ever slice your balls a little bit when you shave? That hurts like a motherfucker. Yeah, that hurts like a bitch. Yeah, man. That, dude. That shit, I'm telling you, it was the most. I have to meet with my teacher in person.
Imagine walking into that bathroom in that dorm.
Seeing a bunch of pubes?
Just seeing a bushel, dude. The floor was fraught with pubes. Look, dude. Enough of this fucking
we gotta talk
mumbo
business,
jumbo,
dude.
Let's talk business. I was out getting fucked up in Montreal with Blake Griffin. Pissed myself.
Woo!
Balled out, dude. What else is there to say?
I'm trying to think of all the friends we have now. Every friend you get, I have too. So I'm like, nice. Birdman's my friend now.
Blake Griffin's your friend now.
Who else do I have? That's all that matters.
I'm only stacking sick basketball players.
That'd be sick if you became like a almost Kardashian level, like becoming instead of like fucking you, like being a friend
being,
of yours was like a
watching,
sick
first
a
off,
status symbol.
I'm
kind
pretty
of.
Sure Blake Griffin wasn't really getting fucked up at all. That's like the Kardashian thing. A cool NBA player just watches me black out. That's like that NBA player fucking a Kardashian.
Tyga starts hanging out with
me
you.
Me and Tyga are gonna definitely become friends,
dude. So
no diggity, no
what was
doubt.
What's Blake Griffin all about?
Blake Griffin is all about, dude. He just loves comedy.
Does he
loves
really?
It? He saw my set.
Future Shaq in the making.
He could be a Shaq in the making. Yeah, he hangs. He did like the roast battle. Yeah.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm.
How tall is he?
Not that tall in person, but yes, he is a giant. I was fucking, again, I was blacked out. I walked out. I was like shit-faced. And this is a story reported to me. I don't know if this is true. Doesn't sound like something I would do.
Could be a hit piece, sure.
This could be a hit piece for sure. A lot of, there's a lot of people that would put out a hit piece around there.
Yeah, man.
It's all industry. Let me say that. The industry and the globalists were there.
Really?
I don't know. I'm not trying to dog whistle, but the entertainment industry was there.
Al Jazeera would disagree.
Al Jazeera was there. They were there. But no, at the end of the night, I got fucking hammered.
After the set, Ed, there.
Yeah. After my first New Faces in Montreal, I got fucking retarded. Retarded kid. But most of the people left.
Mm-hmm.
This is like 4 a.m. Like the place is emptying
Damn.
Out. Place is emptying out a little. Every night was late.
So just
like
crawling that. With showbiz urchins at this point.
Yeah, the bottom of the barrel. But
why would industry be up at 4 in the morning? What the fuck are they doing?
The whole thing in Montreal is a party for industry. It's a
really?
Vacation for industry.
Okay, yeah.
They're not even trying anymore to find new talent. Like it used to be like you go up, if you smashed at New Faces, you left with like a TV deal.
Yeah.
Like every time.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just like, oh, you're all right.
Well, they're being kind of like, again, they're kind of getting pushed out by the internet a little bit.
Not yet, slowly.
But Schultz
was there. Andrew Schultz was there. And he's like, he's leading the charge on that.
Really?
Yeah, like pure fucking internet.
So he's like, fuck everybody.
Now he's selling out.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, as soon as someone comes to you with a bunch of cash, you're like.
No. I mean selling out theaters.
Oh, wow.
Like selling out shows.
They meant selling out.
No. He's going full fucking independent internet. Instagram, all that. Like, he set the precedent for comics making short clips with, like, the subtitles.
Really?
You see it a lot on
Instagram. How long ago did he do that?
I don't know. He's the one who's really marketing off of that.
Like, a year or two ago?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking of the man, the legendary Ski Carter, dude. And that's been the game forever, man. For the last, like, 5 years.
True.
He's an appropriator, dude, first of all.
Do you know Andrew Schultz?
No.
He talks like that.
Does he really?
Yeah, he's a bit of a wig.
Classic. Did you ever see Tom McDonald?
New York wig, though. That
really?
Type, that type. Like Rappaport wig.
Yeah.
Where it's like, somehow that's acceptable.
It's like, oh, yeah.
Where it's like, okay.
Oh, yeah, that's my other friend. Rappaport.
Oh, yeah, Rappaport's boys with us.
That's my other friend.
Rappaport fucks with us.
I was thinking about my friend Rappaport today.
Our squad right now is Blake Griffin, Birdman, and Rappaport.
Sick.
That's a fucking powerful.
That's all we need,
dude. That's the holy trinity of fucking wigs. It's the wig party.
It's pretty insane to think about it. Like, you could work your whole entire life and, like, you know, get your house, your necessities, or just have, like, a bunch of people be like, your brain's only made to take so much, like, you can only get so much, like, serotonin, happy feeling in your brain at once. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, whether you're doing, like, that or, like...
Yeah, it's the same level.
It's the same thing.
Like, I talked to you about that, that one bad thing in my life, and then it felt the same as when I missed a homework assignment.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it was the same level of, like, dread and despair. It was the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, levels of awfulness are the same.
Well, I think if you get, like, super, like, when people get geeked out about, like, I'm going to get, like, super rich and, like, I'll be happy, it just gives you access to novelty. So then you can, like, you can seek novel things and keep that buzz going, but then once it flatlines, you're just like... Really, like, I'm waking up with three chicks in my bed. It just becomes like that's your everyday thing. And it just you average out real quick again.
Yeah. Well, unless... I was not waking up with three chicks. I was waking up with piss.
I know.
I walked out. So
you're on level one, dude. You gotta wake up in a piss bed.
Piss bed in the travel lodge in Montreal.
That's why you get some chicks in the bed. So you're like, which one of you fucking bitches pissed all over
dumb
me?
Dumb idiot squirted. You're a squirter. Must have been a squirter.
Imagine having a threesome with three chicks and afterwards being like, did you guys come?
Yeah. Which one of you guys came?
I couldn't imagine, like, just not pleasing three women at once and being like, oh, man, is it pretty good for you guys?
Dude, imagine, like, a three-way with your tenus. It's embarrassing, bro.
Yeah,
you brought,
man.
You're packing a tenus to a three-way?
Yeah.
That's an embarrassing battle.
Or, like, when you get done, you're with three women all looking at your flaccid dick.
Yeah, that's... you got to be a real psycho to be like... doing that regularly, like a fucking rock star, just being like, all right.
I try to get into my tenus a lot. I try to get in like a lot of tenus pride. They should have a tenus pride parade.
I bet they do.
No, I think they definitely do. They do have a smallest dick contest somewhere.
I saw that. That really bugged me out.
Yeah, I would not want to. I don't understand. What's the prize has to be like $100,000.
The prize should be $1 million. Yeah, smallest tenus in Brooklyn or whatever it was. You should be like, all right, give that guy a, you know. But, no, the whole thing was sick. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Just, it was,
I mean, it was just winning. It was just winning.
It was winning. It was awesome.
Sick.